Is this right, the women and the girls, to work in an army with a man by a force, by the force of government?
I mean, if it's legally made incumbent upon every boy and girl to work together in the army, is that right? This is what you mean?
Yes, by force from government.
I know.
Yes.
But it all depends on what sort of work is taken and what precautions are also taken to safeguard the chastity of the ladies. If it is done, and also we don't know the nature of the jobs, under circumnational compulsions, it is possible. But with certain modifications and qualifications, of course, not generally.
But Hazur, there is no parda in army.
No, you have not heard me, I have not been able to explain what I mean. Was there parda in Jang-e-Uhud and Jang-e-Ahzab and some other battles of Islam? Was there parda observed by Muslim ladies?
Yes.
Tell me.
Yes, Muslim ladies. I am speaking about Muslim constitution.
I am also speaking of Muslim ladies of earlier times now. Yes. I am referring to certain battles in which Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam participated himself. Also, his holy wives participated. And there was no parda observed. The sort of parda which you have in mind, I mean. Otherwise, parda, the in spirit was observed. So it all depends on the situation. If there is a compelling situation for which is the national question of do or die, then these injunctions of this part of the teachings of Islam can be looked upon with some accommodation and with some laxity, of course. Suar is haram, for instance, totally.
Yes.
Pig is haram, isn't it?
Yes.
Yet you are permitted to eat with certain conditions for saving life. So when the national life is at stake, parda is just a small consideration as compared to that. And in the earlier times as well, Islam has looked at this with the same attitude. So why shouldn't it be again the same attitude? Why should not again the same attitude be adopted? But still, I don't condone every action of every government, whoever compels ladies to do certain things. I'm not condoning that. What I'm telling you is that from at different occasions, each order of a government would be considered on merit. Some may be right according to Islamic teachings, some may be wrong according to Islamic teachings. But you can't treat them all with one yardstick. From situation to situation, the answer may be different. From order to order, the nature of order as it is, the answer may be different. So in principle, I have told you that under certain compelling, demanding situations, it is possible to wave off the strictness of parda as we observe in normal, ordinary life.
Thank you.